Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:25 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 25th. Well, a rather mixed day on stock markets today, with China having a really quite impressive advance, and the Philippine and Thai markets also finishing up rather impressively today. However, elsewhere in Asia, it was not quite the same story, with the ASX finishing down over 1%. Both the Taiwanese and Korean markets also pulled back rather sharply, and the Nikkei was also weaker by just less than 1%. And that weak tone followed through into the European markets, with the CAC down over 2%, the same with the MIB in Italy, and a number of other European markets down in excess of 1%. Into the US session, at one point, the Dow was down by approximately 180 points, but that was paired into the end of the session, and it finished down in the region of 53. The S&P finished down less than just over 2 points, and the Nasdaq was down less than 2 points. So that was a significant pairing of the earlier decline, and it leaves a tail on the candle, which is rather encouraging. The TSX was up by just under 1%, and the Brazilian index was up by about half of 1%. In the precious metal markets, gold rallied from the $1,100 level, platinum from the $1,500 level, and silver rallied back above $16. Palladium also paired its gain, having been as low as 416. It finished out the day at 424. The industrial metals were all a little bit weaker in here today, but not in a dynamic fashion. And in the currency markets, the general tone was of a stronger dollar. Although it was a little bit weaker against the euro, it was considerably stronger against the pound, and 50 ticks stronger against the Australian dollar, and a little bit more than that against the Canadian dollar. So we continue to see that the dollar's rally remains intact, that we're seeing some unwinding of carry trades, and that is continuing to put pressure on some of these stock markets. But for the moment, stock markets have found support in the region of their 200-day moving averages. They've unwound that oversold condition, and they rallied somewhat. And provided they hold above their 200-day moving averages, we can continue to give our best-case scenario the benefit of the doubt. But the type of chart action that we've got right now doesn't support a meaningful gain at the moment. I think the strongest likelihood remains that we're going to have continued ranging, but provided that happens in the region or above the 200-day moving average, then these medium-term uptrends will have gone through a longer pause, but will have remained relatively consistent. And that is rather encouraging. The government bond markets were also generally firm in here today, with gilts up by 0.4 of 1 point. And they've been stronger on at least three consecutive days now. Now, we did have a contract change, and if one looks at the yield chart, perhaps you get a better idea of just how strong they've been. There was also a gilt auction over the last couple of days, which has been well received, and that has also, well, it's obviously been well received because prices have rallied really quite impressively over the last couple of days. So that would suggest that the UK government is not having any trouble funding its deficit in here at the moment. And while the pound has got considerably weaker, both against the dollar and the yen, and was also it posted a downward dynamic against the euro in here today, it has become really quite overextended versus some of the emerging market currencies in particular. So given the fact that the UK got its devaluation in first, and that it had a relatively quiet time of it in 2009 because the focus of attention was on the deficits of other countries. But With the UK now approaching an election in the next couple of months, and with increased uncertainty as to who is going to win that election and by what margin, and to what extent they're going to tighten fiscal policy once the election is over, and how the Bank of England is going to move in its quantitative easing. These are all big questions that we're probably going to find answers to in the next few months, but until they've been answered, there is going to be a certain amount of speculative interest in the pound. So it is vulnerable to increased volatility. I've been thinking about opening a hedge short against my against the euro in the pound over the last few days, and the upward dynamic for the euro today pushed it back above the 88 level. And if it sustains that, then it would suggest that we're going to see some further euro strength, at least in the short term. Whether it can then rally enough to break the progression of lower rally highs for the euro is another question entirely. But in the short term, it does suggest that we're going to see some additional weakness by the pound against the three main quasi-reserve currencies. But against some of those emerging market currencies, it's already really very overstretched. So while it really would need an upward dynamic to check this decline, it's probably not the best time to be coming overly bearish about the currency either against some of those emerging market currencies. When we look to the soft commodities, the grains were a little bit weaker in here today, and coffee and sugar were also weaker in here. However, cotton pushed through 80 cents in here today, so it's doubled now since its March low last year. And the high that it posted back in 2008 isn't very much above where it is right now. So this is another soft commodity that has rallied really very impressively over the last year, which has rallied remarkably in the last 3 weeks in particular, and it really is overbought in the very short term. But that's another one where it really does need a downward dynamic to suggest that there's anything other than a brief pause possible within this advance, and it has been remarkably strong over the last couple of days or the last couple of weeks. So in the soft commodity sector in particular, we continue to see that there is an extraordinary amount of volatility, but there is also the possibility that for these things to rally really in quite spectacular form if the conditions are correct. And as we enter the growing season or the planting season in the northern hemisphere and the harvesting in the southern hemisphere, particularly for things like soybeans, then we are into a period where there has been seasonal strength in the past, so they are probably worth keeping an eye on, particularly in view of the fact that the grains themselves have been, the grains and beans have been in this base formation for much of the last year. With the stock markets in particular, we do remain in this range and consolidation, and that's for the primarily for the economies that have been relatively less affected by the credit crisis. On the other hand, you do have markets such as Spain and Greece, which have sustained moves below the 200-day moving averages. They appear to have distributed below those moving averages and have broken downwards once more. So they are falling into our third category of market, where they really have deteriorated quite a lot in the last few weeks, whereas broadly speaking, most other stock markets, particularly the larger cap markets, have found support in the region of those 200-day moving averages. And as long as they are holding above those levels, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to this range in consolidation, which continues to unfold. Probably the biggest impediment to that condition remaining intact would be a further and significant rally by the dollar, not just against the euro, which is the problem child of the world economy at the moment, but against some of the stronger currencies out there, such as the Australian dollar or the Canadian dollar or a number of emerging market currencies, particularly the Brazilian real or the Singapore dollar. If we were to see the dollar rallying impressively against those, then that really would suggest that we're getting a larger unwinding of the dollar carry trade that's built up over the last year, and that would put pressure on the related stock markets. But that isn't particularly evident right now, and since it isn't evident, then we can continue to hold or to believe that these markets continue to attract investors' attention from the bullish side. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.